Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Chris Lowe joins us now at CeeLo ESPN. Chris, let's get right into it. We just have a few minutes. Darren Kirkland Jr. transferring from Tennessee. Does that surprise you?
A little bit, but as I've talked to people there, Brent, around the program, I think a lot of people that he came in with, a lot of his guys, are no longer there. He felt like it probably best for him to maybe go elsewhere and start over. You know, he's never really been healthy. He's a guy that's got a ton of talent. But he's just not been able to stay healthy, and I think that was one of the things he felt like, maybe I needed a fresh break. So he goes on, and now the young linebackers that I know Jeremy Pruitt likes, the young linebackers on this roster. I mean, and I'm talking about really young guys like J.J. Peterson he brought in his class.
Yeah,
we get a chance to see those guys right away.
Bama has a new quarterback, and Mickey was not happy to see this, but he was getting a gray shirt at Arkansas State, even though he's a three-star kid. Now he's going to Alabama.
What an interesting week Lane Hatcher has had.
Yeah, and that's called insurance if you're Alabama.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. And because remember, they were at one point they were going to bring in a kid who ended up from East Carolina. And I think when it's all said and done, if Tua Tagovailoa does win this job, and I think he probably will, it's hard for me to see a scenario where Jalen Hurts is still the quarterback, or excuse me, is still at Alabama when the season starts in 2018. Yeah. Because I know there is a scenario where he could go through this season and graduate, because the kid's on schedule to graduate and then grad transfer. But if he does that, he loses his year of eligibility. Whereas if he transfers before this season and has to sit out a year, he still would have 2 years of eligibility. I think that's the more likely scenario. Now, I don't think Nick Saban or Mike Locks or anybody on the Alabama staff has come out and said he's going to be their quarterback. But you can't fool the players. And if you talk to people in and around that program, and I have, the feeling is that they are much more – there's many more dimensions to their offense with Tagovailoa throwing the football, where he can stretch defenses, stretch the field vertically. And I think that's probably what's going to happen. But you know what? He's going to have to do it on the field in preseason camp. And if he doesn't, and he's not clearly the best guy, then it really could get interesting.
Chris, what's your take on the grad transfer thing? Obviously, we're in the midst of Saban blocking another guy. What's your take on it?
Dawn, this is my take, and I've said this a bunch of times. I'm not crazy about the rule, because I hate the fact that a guy can play somewhere and be a part of a team for 2 or 3 years, and all of a sudden he ups and says, you know what, I'm going to go somewhere else and play, especially when there's guys at smaller, you know, levels of football, and they lead their team, the guys they've bled and sweat with, and they're going to go play somewhere else. So I don't really like that rule. And besides, the rule was supposed to be in place for academic reasons. If a guy didn't have a master's degree at that program, he could go somewhere else and seek that degree at a different school that had it. Well, that's not what it is. It's become free agency. Now, all that said, if you're going to have the rule and it's going to be in place and everybody votes on it to be in place, and if you graduate, then you ought to be able to go wherever you want to go.
Did you see Todd Peterson, the LSU pitcher, last night lie to get an at bat and then stroke a double? How great was that?
Reminded me, I'm dating myself here. Remember back during the early Bernie years at Tennessee when Grunfeld used to take free throws for teammates late in games?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, and that's legendary. You talk to people. I can remember talking to Haywood Harris and my former colleague David Clymer from Tennessee, and he was there during that era. And there'd be late in games during critical situations, and somebody else. And this was, of course, before every game was on television. And if there was a lesser free throw shooter that would get fouled, Ernie G would step to the line, and you know, last 10 minutes of the game, because he was such a clutch player.
Chris, we appreciate it, man. We'll talk with you next Friday. Have a great weekend.
You guys do the same. Take care.